is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Widening search for the shooter of the healthcare CEO, cops down in Georgia. There's an allegation against Jay-Z in the Diddy case, but first we're starting with the weather. Doesn't seem too bad right now. Kind of cool, cloudy, foggy some spots, but it's going to get dangerous next few days.
Yeah, brace yourself. Forecasters say we're about to get hit again with extreme fire weather conditions. John Baird is live in Porter Ranch with the story.
It's often, you know, very windy up here in Porter Ranch, but this whole corridor, along the 118, the 210 freeways, could be this whole area could be one of the hardest hit areas by this wind event, from Santa Clarita to the San Fernando Valley to Thousand Oaks, Malibu, and Ventura County is going to feel the pain as well from what they call this particularly dangerous situation red flag event. Now, we had one of these a month ago when the mountain fire ignited and just exploded in size. It was devastating for some Camarillo residents, and now there's more danger ahead. I just spoke to Ventura County Fire Captain Tony McHale.
Of course, it creates a lot of anxiety for all of us, but we are prepared. We are upstaffing right now. We are going into what's called a plan, a brush plan, where we staff extra strike teams of engines. We bring in additional personnel for division soups, additional equipment like helicopters.
Now, during the mountain fire, with the winds just out of control, their focus was on saving lives. That's it. That will always be number one on the list, but dozens of homes were lost. He urges people to have a plan, a ready, set, go plan, and be prepared to get out if another wildfire breaks out.
All right, John, thanks. So the strong winds triggering the power shutoffs, a potential for these 250,000 Edison customers put on notice. You might have the power cut, about half of them in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, followed by Ventura County, LA County. Lower number, about 10,000, could be impacted in Orange County. Power shutoffs possible through the middle part of the week.
Over the weekend, police found a man's body in a rugged area near Deer Creek Road, where a Cadillac Escalade crashed a week earlier, tumbling 1,000 feet down an embankment. A man who survived the crash told police he couldn't reach the other two people in the car. And despite extensive searches, the accident site in Ventura County is about 2 miles above PCH. The search used dogs and a helicopter with thermal cameras, but no one was found in the car or nearby hills. The cause of the crash and the death of the man found are under investigation.
New details about what might have caused a police officer to crash his motorcycle into a crowd at the Palm Springs Festival of Lights parade. This was Saturday night. 10 people were hurt, including the officer. Here's Emily Valdez.
As the floats were going down the street, police officers on motorcycles were doing crowd control. This officer was going in circles when Police Chief Andrew Mills tells KNX his foot slipped off the peg. He accelerated and crashed into a crowd.
It's pretty shocking to people, and we understand that.
While none of the injuries are life-threatening, the officer was seriously hurt, underwent surgery. 9 other spectators were taken to the hospital.
Well, I know that there was at least 2 children injured. They were transported, and I do not know their current status.
Mills says the CHP is conducting an independent investigation.
Wait until we find out what exactly happened and why, and they'll make a judgment, and then we will make the proper administrative policies to make sure that something like that never happens again in this city.
And he's wishing everyone a speedy recovery. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
There was a tree lighting ceremony in South L.A. last night in memory of children who were murdered. Victims. It was held outside the sheriff's station by a group called Justice for Murdered Children, and family members talked to KCAL News.
It's a pain that you take to your grave. You never get over it.
It's just like yesterday for me. 15 years ago seemed like today.
There were Christmas carols, and families placed personalized ornaments on a tree. The group has been trying to support relatives of victims since 1996.
Police still looking for the masked gunman who shot and killed the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, in New York on the street last week. CBS's Anna Schechter.
It appears he had changed jackets from the one he wore during the shooting, and he also changed from a black cloth ski mask to a surgical mask. Those masks have helped him avoid identification via facial recognition.
There's a couple new photos out. Owner of a security company who's provided bodyguards for Thompson in the past telling the Wall Street Journal he was surprised his former client didn't have security last Wednesday because there had been threats against him again. Woman claims that Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs raped her after the MTV Music Awards back in 2000 when she was just 13 years old. Woman originally filed a civil lawsuit against Combs. Now it's been refiled to include Jay-Z, so linking him into that case. He's denied the claims, saying he's being blackmailed. Live now with Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good to be with you.
So everyone has been wondering what other names would be linked to Sean Combs. So now we have Jay-Z. This is a civil case. It is not a criminal case. And Jay-Z seemed ready for this, issued this lengthy statement. I mean, comes at the accusers hard, again, calling it blackmail. And at the end, he says, I look forward to showing you just how different I am. You've read the statement. What do you think?
There is no two ways about it. I mean, he is unequivocally saying, not me, not it. Do not include me. Do not try and make this a guilt by association. He is saying pretty explicitly that this is just extortion and shakedown to name him. And he's saying that he's going to go after the attorney here. So there is no hedging about this statement. As you said, it seemed like he was ready for it. The statement came very quickly after the civil suit was filed. And what I make of this is that the attorney might be facing a claim that there was that this is a frivolous lawsuit, or at least that adding Jay-Z was frivolous.
Yeah, there's some reporting from CNN saying an unnamed celebrity a few months ago actually was going after this lawyer already, saying, you know, you're coming at me with these allegations and they're not true. And to your point, I mean, maybe that was Jay-Z, maybe it was someone else, but that's going to come up again either way.
Oh, absolutely. This is an attorney who's filed a number of these suits against Sean Combs. Now, some people will say that victims don't come forward until at least the first few come forward, and then they feel comfortable, and then they go to the same attorney, and there's nothing nefarious here. Critics will say this is somebody who's just essentially trying to throw spaghetti at a wall, trying to extort these celebrities because he knows how damaging these accusations alone are. And Jay-Z knows that, and you see that in the response, which is that he knows just having this conversation is potentially harmful to his reputation.
I did a quick search of Jay-Z's net worth. According to Forbes, it is $2.5 billion. Civil cases are about money in terms of the judgment in the end and fighting them as they're ongoing. He's got a lot of money to hire powerful lawyers and take this for whatever time is necessary. So it's going to be a challenge for the accusers and that lawyer, yes?
Well, yes, we know that money absolutely can buy representation. That's an unfortunate part of our legal system, that we're having this conversation that we say, oh, they have a lot of money, so they're going to be able to have good representation. At this point, I think we can assume that Jay-Z will try to have this suit thrown out immediately, but then also, as we talked about, potentially go after the attorney for sanctions. So, yes, he absolutely has the ability to say to his attorneys, I don't care how many hours it takes, because civil attorneys almost always bill by the hour, go after this attorney because I want to try and vindicate my name.
Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Jessica, thanks.
Coming up, the latest on the collapse of the Assad regime in Syria, and the FDA may join California in banning red dye number 3. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Getting a new senator today, Adam Schiff is going to be sworn in. He says he's not going to shy away from familiar territory, you know, opposing Donald Trump when he says it's necessary. But he also says he's hoping to be known for some kind of bipartisanship. He's been campaigning recently in Republican areas of the state, sworn in today because he's filling the rest of the term for Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, and then reelected to the full position as well.
Donald Trump was on NBC's Meet the Press, and he was asked if he will go after politicians like President Biden, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and others who've accused him of lying and wrongdoing and inciting that riot at the Capitol.
No, I'm not doing that unless I find something that I think is reasonable. But that's not going to be my decision. That's going to be Pam Bondi's decision and, to a different extent, Cash Patel. Assuming they're both there, and I think they're both going to get approved. But while you ask me that, what they've done to me with weaponization is a disgrace.
Lara Trump's going to step down as the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. One of her next potential steps, replacing Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Trump tapped him to be the next Secretary of State. So if he's confirmed, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will choose who takes a seat, and it might be her.
Russian state media reporting that former dictator Bashar al-Assad and his family have been given asylum in Russia for humanitarian reasons after the regime collapsed. Syria's prime minister now leading a temporary government, working with rebels to manage the transition. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Damascus.
Abu Mohammed Jalani is the man who led this daring offensive. He spoke at the main mosque yesterday with words of reassurance. This is a victory for the Islamic Nation, he said, and a new history for the region. Only 2 weeks ago, the fighters of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham began their dramatic sweep down the length of Syria. The Syrian army just melted away.
The rebel command said it would not tell women how to dress.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu set to testify for the first time in this trial against him on corruption allegations. Testimony expected to start tomorrow, last for weeks, as the war still goes in Gaza. Israeli leader facing charges of fraud, breach of trust, accepting bribes. Prosecutors say he exchanged regulatory favors with media moguls in exchange for the press coverage. Also advanced personal interests of a Hollywood producer in exchange for gifts. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing. Trial began in 2020. Verdict's not expected until at least 2026.
Fate of Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall in Downey could be decided this week. The state ordered it to be shut down by Thursday. LA County Probation Department has asked for a last-minute re-inspection to try to keep it open, saying it has nowhere to put minors who are there. Here's Karen Adams.
If the county misses Thursday's deadline, the state and community groups say they're taking legal action. The Peace and Justice Law Center is one of them. The group Sean Garcia Lays, also a former LA County Probation Oversight Commissioner, says Los Padrinos has become nothing more than a fight club because of its staffing issues. He also calls out the head of the probation department, who announced last week he's retiring at the end of the year.
He's had no new ideas. He has resisted from the very beginning going to other counties or going to the state or even going to the presiding judge of the juvenile court to try and find partners to create working solutions. And now, as of the shutdown order, it's actually he's committing a crime by continuing to keep the facility open in defiance of a shutdown order. So you put all that together and he's got good reason to leave.
State officials ordered the facility shut down because of persistent staffing issues. It was reported as of July, 20% of shifts at Los Padrinos did not meet staffing minimums. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
First phase of the Foothill Gold Line extension, 9-mile light rail line from Glendora to Pomona, nearing completion, set to be transferred over to LA Metro next month for final preps. $1.5 billion project includes 4 new stations, 92% complete, on track to open by next summer. Second phase to Montclair, funded by state money, expected to go forward next spring. Completion scheduled for 2030.
California's already banned red food dye in schools, and now the federal government may decide it's no longer allowed in food. Red dye number 3, it's in drinks and snacks, cereal and candy. The FDA's deputy commissioner told a U.S. Senate Health Committee last week they will try to act within the next few weeks. Golden Globe nominations out this morning. On the movie side, Wicked was one of the big winners in terms of the numbers of nominations. We talked about it with Mark Malkin from Variety about how some of the movie nominees, well, they're not well known.
Yeah, that happens a lot in terms of award season and nominations. There are movies that aren't coming out until later December, or they're small independent films that people just haven't seen. They're not the big blockbusters. But obviously the nominating committees, they do get to see the movies before they hit theaters. So that's why you're going to see some movies on there that some people haven't seen. And I'm just going to point one out, The Last Showgirl. Could we talk about Pamela Anderson getting nominated for lead actress?
It's been such like a return for her lately after the documentary and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I just saw it on Saturday night, and she's going up against people like Angelina Jolie, Nicole Kidman, Kate Winslet, Pamela Anderson. Talk about a, you know, comeback. Wow.
Yeah, good for her. Absolutely. So the Golden Globes is not just the movies. It's also the TV shows, the streaming. So let's talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, of course, you know, like you said, Golden Globes are not just movies. They're movies and television / streaming. Of course, The Bear is very high up there with the most nominations. I'm really excited about one of my new favorite shows, Nobody wants this. It's the Kristen Bell, Adam.
I love that show. I love that show.
Well, absolutely love that show. I'm so excited for them. It's Adam's first nomination. So that is very exciting to see there. Of course, Shogun, also a lot of nominations. You know, I think one of the things when you look at the Golden Globes, because it is TV and movie, you really see a wide spectrum of celebs there. By the time the Oscars come around, we know this. A lot of times we've seen these people a lot. Now, you know, the Golden Globes, you know, they call it sort of the frat party of award shows.
Is anything kind of taking shape as we head towards, you know, the Oscars, or is it just kind of we don't know yet with all these nominations?
We don't know yet, but you look at something like Emilia Perez, 10 nominations. They lead the movie, most nominations for a movie. This is a Netflix film. It's a streamer, obviously. Zoe Saldana, Selena Gomez with 2 nominations this year, not only for Emilia Perez, but she also was nominated for Only Murders in the Building. So go Selena Gomez.
You know, it used to be that movies were the big thing at the Golden Globes, and TV was just sort of, you know, on the side. But has it changed because of people's viewing patterns now, where really the ones that people know about are the ones that stream and are on TV?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's definitely different. You know, movie stars are now becoming TV stars. You have people like Kate Winslet, Kate Blanchett. They are nominated for TV slash streaming shows. So for sure, it's not so, you know, divided anymore where, you know, movie stars know if they go to TV, they get more fame and fortune.
That is Variety's Mark Malkin.